Hey everybody, and welcome to a very powerful episode of Frank About Health. I know it's been a while since I've seen you all. It is today, December 4th, 2025. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I bring two voices of disruption, but one of which you've already seen before. That is Vicky Mizell, and she and I were here talking about her powerful program, Brain Sprouts Healing or Brain Sprouts Memory.
It's Brain Sprouts Memory, but it is Brain Sprouts Healing because you can actually use the system to change the pictures in your mind and heal trauma, help anxiety, help nervousness, and to be able to use pictures to help you feel vibrant, alive, focused, able.
And then we also bring Lacey Kupani, an innovator, fashion designer, medical historian, more on that later, and at the same time, someone that both myself and Vicky had the chance to see at New York City's Fashion Week on September 13th, 2025. And at that particular show, I learned all about her medical background, which you're going to learn about today. And at the same time, she and I were discussing about the future involving Elton John's AIDS Foundation, which is the big win that I think that this particular episode will manifest how your brain sprouts advocacy and opportunity in 2026. So I'm very excited because you'll have a chance out there if you're watching on YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, or Twitch to vote for Lacey Kupani to become the 2026 style icon. Currently, she's in first place in the semifinals, and we'll talk more about that later as well. So, therefore, I think I'll give both an official episode to the title, Fashioning the Future of Healing with Lacey Kupani and Vicky Mizell. However, I don't think I really need to issue a disclaimer because we're not going to talk about anything that could be considered controversial in nature. We're going to be talking about how when you are dealing with challenges and issues in your health and in your life, you're doing something about it. That's been my mission with this disruptor campaign that began back in September. Now, that being said, the only disclaimer is I hope you enjoy the show. All right. That all being said, I know, Vicky, we will definitely feature you with Lacey talking about a very important issue in our society today, diversity, equity, and inclusion. But for the first segment, let's go right into Lacey Kupani's background. I have a lot to say, but Lacey, I give the floor to you to completely tell us everything you want us to know about your history, your medical background. You'll have to unmute first, but when you do, the floor is yours. And welcome both of you to Frank About Health.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah, did I mute? Hi, everyone. Hi, I'm Lacey Kupani, and my company is Kupani Fashion, so that I registered here in the United States in 2013. But by my background, I was medical doctor in the field of transplantology. And I was selecting identical donors for blood transfusions, bone marrow, organ transplants, and tissue transplants, so that I work in this field particular like 10 years. And then I wrote grant because also at the same time I was doing my PhD in field of the human immunogenetics. So I learn about the different genes that predisposing people to tuberculosis and developing drug resistancy. So in 1998, no, 1997, I wrote grant because I went for my PhD defense. I had all my package. And one day I saw a newspaper that University of Walt inviting women who would like to continue their studies as postdoctoral. So I applied and I wrote grant about if any people who has already particular genes that make them susceptible to tuberculosis, whether they develop in drug resistance or not. So this was my grant that I applied, And after 1 year, I receive, after 9 months actually, I receive a letter that I was invited to do universe, my basically research at prestigious University of Japan, such as University of Tokyo in Japan. So, and I where spent my 2 years and I did research. And later on, I was invited by Polytechnic in Bayou and I came to United States. So I was with Polytechnic in Bayou. I was 5 years doing special research on the DOD project, biosensor development for detection of bacteria. Later on, my professor told that I have to look for some kind of continuation, my job at other levels. So I apply, I was starting to search some position like assistant professor. So I was invited by Ohio State University, Scripps Research Institute for a job interview, and Euler. So here in Arkansas, this is how I ended up in the state of Arkansas. In 2005, I got job offer and I become assistant professor at University of Arkansas at Little Rock. So I was teaching microbiology, immunology, tissue engineering. So basically, and also I was doing research in immunogenetics and the field of vaccine in immunotherapeutics development. I have American patent for vaccine development. So, but then in 1 day, so my life changed. So in 2013, I registered my Kupani fashion that I really love it because it helped me to express myself. I like to design, and my first dress actually I did from the dress of my mom when I was 7 years old. So I cut it her wedding dress and I designed three dresses. And we were like dancing whole evening, no, the whole day. In the evening, mom came and she figured out that I destroyed her dress. So they. So I was got punished a little bit, you know, like and my father said that I have to ask forgiveness from my mom, but I was talking about that. I did not feel that I did something bad because I was so proud. This was my first dress when I was 7 years old. So my mom want me to be medical doctor, so I graduated medical academia. So I get my PhD in immunogenetics and immunology and microbiology and infectious diseases. So I got my postdoctoral studies. But after so many years, even as a tenured associate professor, I came back to something that I really love it and I want to be. But sometimes we do what our parents want us to be. But then our life bring us to what we are really are. And since 2013, I'm doing Kupani fashion. I'm crocheting collection. I have my clients, and also in same time, I'm hosting CMG Worldwide Fashion Weeks in New York, CMG New York City Fashion Week, CMG Paris Fashion Week, CMG Dubai Fashion Week, CMG Los Angeles Fashion Week, CMG Asia Fashion Week and local fashion shows and fundraising activities that I get involved. Also, I have upcoming New Year with Kupani, with Lacey Kupani in Las Vegas is going to be this year.
Wow.
It's
I didn't know
amazing.
that. Is that your this is a first time
Yes,
announcement?
you. Yeah,
Oh.
no, in the past we had also a New Year Eve, like a cruise with Lacey Kupani, and several models win and went for this cruise.
Wow.
You
That
must,
is impressive.
you must, sorry, you must welcome to join us.
Oh, wow. And is it, and you said it's in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Oh, well, I definitely will think about that. I mean, it's only a couple weeks away, but we'll see what
Yes, it's
happens.
great. It's great. It's great
Yeah.
place to meet New Year.
True,
So.
true, very true. But by the way, the part about you switching from medical to fashion, was that out of burnout or was it out of a desire to use your techniques and medical skills and be creative with them? Or because I know you still have a strong belief in finding the right solutions and advocating the right cures for people. So is it your way of doing healthcare, but in a creative way? Or what would you say is the reason for the transition?
I think it's like maybe external forces, something that I was doing before, or it maybe it was also some kind of healing power of the fashion and design that helped me. It was a difficult moment of my life,
Right.
but I compare myself to one person who was really my friend. He's 96 years old, and when we discuss, and I understood that my life, it did not end at that time when I registered Kupani Fashion. I
Right.
could do absolutely everything and use my education, my background, my skills, my expertise, my contacts, but in different dimension.
Right.
So from the science and education, although I love this,
Yes.
I love to be in the scientific lab. I was working on very important project
Right.
and for vaccine development and immunotherapeutics. But
Yeah.
life is like this, and we have to learn how to deal with life. But life is giving us every time, sometimes it's closing some doors, but it's opening for others doors. Without this past, my experience or life wouldn't be Kupani Fashion. And I would not travel around the globe, and I would not meet such talented people that I'm meeting right now. And
Yes.
I'm with healthy, beautiful, enthusiastic, talented people. It's so exciting. This is what I
Wow.
love about the fashion, and I like to promote people. This is my passion. So what I was doing in the science, I was stimulating students to submit abstract, to do research, to achieve the greatest grades, A
Yes.
and B, no C. So, because life is every time amazing and beautiful, only A and B's. So,
Yeah.
but anyway, so,
That
and
I
I
am.
use this experience right now, what I
Yes.
have had.
Vicky, that sounds like to me that she really was still transforming herself, like as you would say, on her passion quest to still be involved in healthcare, but all through fashion. What would be your takeaway from that? It's an amazing story.
It's like she's eight
Thank
people in one, and then
Thank you.
but she just grows and grows and grows and grows, and the passion that she had as a child for design, it just had to come out, had to come out. It's her duty to herself to let her fate be her passion. And
Right.
then because she'd immersed herself so much in medical science, sharing, giving, learning, ahaing, wondering, creativity, 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 it just had to blossom out.
You know what? That probably also, I think, Lacey, came from your genetics because you did tell me that you are from the Cupani family in Sicily. Francisco, was it Francisco Cupani?
Yes. It's actually Kupani family name is very ancient family name from the famous person. His name is Francisco Kupani. He is from small city Mizermi near the Palermo, Sicily, Italy. And he was priest, and in same time he was also botanist. He was before Linnaeus, he classified plants. So, and this is you could find him on all over the internet. You'd just type Francisco Kupani and it will be
Amazing.
appeared. So it's very ancient family name. And I'm using a lot of too, you know, the flowers, and I love also gardening. I love to grow my organic garden. So I feel I have something. And also another, it's very interesting. He passed away in 1696 on January 19th, and I was born in January 19th. So some connections.
That is a D that is truly a DNA connection. And you know, that shows how diverse your background is. We're about to take our first break, and when we return, we're going to talk about exactly that. Your diversity, your equity and inclusion. I know, Vicky, you're going to lead the charge on that segment because it'll show how fashion and healing, whether it's in a research modality or in neurological perspective, and all the other things that we've been touching upon actually are interwoven, and most people don't realize that. But I can't wait till we bring that out in the open. So everyone, if you are watching live and have any questions for Lacey right now, or even Vicky, by all means, put in the chat bot. We will answer them live. Please stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Bronku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back. Right there, I have shown you during the first commercial break an example of Kupani's Fashion Weeks, as well as her Instagram page, where you will find more detailed information about the most recent Paris Fashion Week in I think it was October, as well as her upcoming Style Icon election, which ends tonight to go into the finalist round and then ends next Thursday to win the prize of hosting Milan's Fashion Week in 2026 to support the Elton John AIDS Foundation. So more on that afterwards. But now,
Tell them how to vote for her.
Oh yes,
tell them how to vote.
Definitely during the final segment of the show. That's when all the promotions will definitely come out.
Okay.
But for now, we want to definitely focus on memory, healing, and diversity. And pretty much show that through your brain sprouts, you, Vicky, your brain sprouts memory program, how creativity strengthens neuroplasticity, show emotional engagement leads to memory regeneration, and talk about Lacey's role with, well, talk with her about how she went from educator, therapist, and healer to global fashion brand. So, I'm going to be sitting here as an audience member for this segment, and I look forward to hearing both of what you will discuss.
Well, I was impressed just with what we saw of all Lacey's designs, world view, you know, of Orientals and African and Hispanic and Venezuelan, it looked like, and, you know, all the different people. And when I was a teacher, you know, I'm a like little white girl from Tulsa, and I really got my best education by being immersed with Hispanic kids, Black kids, where I was kind of one of few. And when someone, and one day I was writing something on the board and the chalk fell. And so I bent down, the kids started laughing. And when I looked, I saw their faces. And all of a sudden I realized I was different, but they were my students. So I didn't see colors. I saw love.
Yes.
And I think that's really the greatest thing. I remember my first time going to Europe. I was 15 and I went on a ship with other kids from Tulsa and Beverly Hills and all over the nation. And we went to like nine different ports. We went to Yugoslavia, we went to a little Naples, Italy, and around in the Middle East, Mediterranean Sea.
Yes.
And I noticed everybody, this was yes, and everybody, this was no. And everybody saw a baby, they'd smile. And everybody would be, receive flowers, they'd be excited. I thought, wow, we're all so similar. We all are so human. And then I remember going swimming at 10 o'clock at night because they let you, and looking up at the stars. And I went, oh my God, those are the same stars I see in my background, in my home, in my backyard. So to answer the question, both of brain sprouts, and when I'd been teaching brain sprouts for 18 years,
Oh.
what happened
Good.
was
Yeah.
my brain had taken on such strength that me too had a desire that could not hold back anymore. And I wanted to be an actress, really, really wanted to be an actress because I'd fool around with kids and do accents. And hey, you guys do your study your spelling test, and I'll do my barking dog for you. And whoop, whoop. And I'll do the parakeet for you. Mommy, there's a doggy. No, honey, that's a parrot, and then mom, there's a doggy. So I would do all these things, and finally when someone came up to me and said, you're a frustrated actress. So once, and then I went back to
Hysterical.
acting class and she said, my God, where have you been studying? And I said, I haven't been studying anywhere. My brain is different from all these years of teaching memory. When I imagine in improv, I was in a canoe. I saw the canoe. I saw the
Oh.
shellac on the canoe and the little beads of water. When I grabbed the oar, I actually could feel the water pressing against the oar. I could hear the fish
Wow.
jumping. I could look out and see the sky. I could feel the wind all in multi-seconds. And she said, well, your acting's really improved because that's what you want to do as an actor. You're as interesting as you are charismatic and
Right.
bright. And so with Lacey, we all want to do what our parents tell us in the beginning. Because you know what? I learned this just the other night from Daniel Amen. He said, if your parents want you to, and he didn't say this way, but he said, if something happens where your parents do something, it makes you enraged. You do not express the rage because you need them. You need them to feed you, to clothe you, to be sweet to you, to tuck you in at night, tell you bedtime stories. So you keep it in, and that rage turns into a trauma, whether the parents are separating, divorce, possibly some kind of violence, or, parents having to move and find new sets of friends, all those things. Lack actually inhibit the ability to own yourself, come from your greatest self, and give yourself all of yourself. So when you have a brain like Lacey's that just commands its abilities, it has ability, she has this incredible strength and ability. But when you are in yourself, you're like, something's calling to me, and I have to be who I am. And then you break free to whatever the creativity is. Some people are born lucky enough to start and do and be, and others honor their parents' wishes. And then when the parents die, they, oh, wait, there's a woman I just had on the Passion Quest program who had been a bookkeeper. Her whole family were bookkeepers, insisted she become a bookkeeper. And she came to Passion Quest and I said, what do you really want? She said, animals. I want to work with animals. And she said, they're dead now. I'm not disappointing them. I've been disappointing me. And then when she completed the course, she did her day in the life of and her vision. And she said, I really want to own stables, an indoor and an outdoor stables, and bring horses to heal people. And she
Right.
made it like it was happening right now with detailed description. We had her act it out, all the emotions and feelings in it and day in a life of. 3 days later, she found a stables with 8 stalls for horses at a price she could afford that was an indoor and an outdoor ring. And so when you have that level of clarity, it
Yes.
comes, you attract it, it comes to you. And I
Yeah.
think too many times people are squashed and forget what they wanted. You know, even Lacey said, well, when I was a kid, I was designing dresses. And when people go back and remember their early childhood memories of what made them the happiest, what are their greatest moments, what were their greatest accomplishments, and then they kind of bring it back in, it makes them see they're great. They're great at something. And wow, if they're great, you know, let's keep going with that. And so
Yes.
I think the healing of the memory program gives you strength of the brain. When you have a strong brain, you can create, you can focus, you can own what's yours. And then when you let yourself have that permission to whatever it is your passion is, sometimes people will feel a heartache or even cry that they had left it, you know, alone so long. But just like what you said, is you said, now you can act. Whatever it
Yes.
is now, you can act. So I wanted to be an actress. I became an actress. I did not make a living as an actress until 10 years later, 20 years later, I was an actress teaching acting. Finally got paid to teach
Wow.
acting. But because I did that, now I can be a speaker. I can be on stage. I can be a very, very interesting teacher because I am free, you know, loosened up. And as a therapist, I feel and can sense and then be. And when someone can actually be with you, with whatever it is, the happy memories, the not happy memories, and let you feel it, you don't keep holding on to it. It starts to dissipate. And that's freedom. And that's healing.
It sounds like in both your cases, especially you know, when both Lacey and yourself have done what your parents wanted and then you just broke free, you had internal disruption at play, I guess is the right word, and you were able to manifest it in an organized way and in a creative way to help others at the same time while finally doing what you wanted to do.
Well, actually, my mom, I asked my mom, our only, what we, the only thing she asked of us was to be happy. And
Yes.
then I said, well, how do you be happy? She said, well, you find what you like and you be yourself.
Yes.
So my mom had already died when I became a teacher and a speaker and an actor, which made me horribly sad that she didn't get to see the fruits of her labor. I remember saying to her, when do you get married? When's the right time to get married? And she said, very wise, when you like yourself and you're your own best friend. When, let's see, what's the other one? When you find the thing you love so much, you do it whether you are paid for it or not. And then when you meet somebody who you like and you want to be with, not need to be with, but want to be with, so then you can get married.
Well, we're about to take our second break, and we are going to feature in the commercial break your Brain Sprouts memory program. This is your special Black Friday that you want to promote.
Oh, yeah.
And
I just want to quickly let people know if they go to brainsproutsmemory.com shop and they purchase the audio tapes, 12 lessons, you can listen to them for the rest of your life. I still listen to them. It really helps. If they sign up at midnight, by midnight tonight, they can actually start tomorrow around 1, 2 in the afternoon and or the 13th of December. I think around 2 o'clock East Coast time. And we're going to meet 1 hour December, 1 hour January, 1 hour February. That way you listen to the tapes, you practice, you come to a class, you get correction, support, go integrate it some more, use it, come back. And by the third month, listening and doing, you've got it. You've got it integrated in you, and psh, you can go manifest your dreams.
Yes.
Okay, so we will be back in a few to continue on with the diversity, and then to get an overview of what techniques that she's been doing during this segment next to her mannequin right over there. Please stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Misalignment within your sales team or with the client stalls deals and creates unnecessary friction for you and the client, resulting in up to 37% lower win rate. If you're in pre-sales, sales management, or sales enablement, and you'd like to increase revenues, win rate, margins, client satisfaction, and stay competitive, this show is for you. Hi, I'm Art Fromm, host of the Making Seamless Sales Show. Please join me live Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Have you ever wondered what truly lies beneath the calm? I'm Jacinta Yang. Join me every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Talk Radio NYC as we explore healing, self-discovery, and a space where science meets spirits to help you find peace in a busy world. Take a deep breath and tune in to Beneath the Calm, where every conversation guides you back to the calm within.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Okay, everybody. Sorry about that. A little delay there in getting my audio mic back on.
That's okay. I just want to quickly say that was Passion Quest, and then next break will be Brain Sprouts.
Well, at the same time, the next break, we also want to talk about not just Brain Sprouts, but also her style icon voting and get everybody engaged on both programs.
Right.
I wanted to make sure that we covered diversity with you, Lacey, because one of the things that you had mentioned is that you definitely qualify everybody based on their individual backgrounds using with the use of color. So did you want to talk about that while you're showing your technique with the mannequin, or did you have any comments about it from the previous section?
Yes, I just would like to a little bit add comments to the wiki point. You know, the art, I was just listening recently, you know, some lady, she was explaining why sometimes our passion or what we like coming in particular time, because art is basically like language with God, and God is opening for us some space and in particular time when it's needed.
Yes.
When we want, and we really definitely we would like to have something and do is opening, because there are needs, and it's just like a passion need. So at that time when I was found out that my Kupani fashion is really what is me and my expression of myself, because life is completely different. You know, like when you go into on the street, you see particular people, you see diversity of the people. We are all different color, different language. We have different background. We have different dialects or accents, like mine, beautiful accent. I don't know from where it originated. But anyway, we are so unique on this planet. It's written in our genes that we're unique, but we're diverse, because if you look from the genetic point of view or immunogenetic point of view, you will find that we, because I studied population genetics besides the immunogenetics, also my another background of my research was population genetics at University of Tokyo. So you could see that certain population came from one single gene or single, you know, the continent. And then we spread. Then we came to, for example, I came to US and from Japan, and it was a little bit different. And I really love it because it was all about diversity. It's like a melting point. I love New York 5 years. It's incredible, incredible life, and all about like a melting with different cultures. We go to different parades, and it reminds me the place where I was born. I was born in Central Asia, small country, Kyrgyzstan. If you picture world map, so it will be upper left corner. So above the China, small country, Kyrgyzstan. In the country where I was born in Bishkek, we had 80 different ethnic groups that spoke in different language. So when I came to New York, I learned that New York speaks on 45 languages. So it was really so diverse. And what I like about US is so diverse and it's so unique and we are so free. When I go with my fashion shows, for example, to Paris, France, I feel that we little bit different because we are free, and in art, art is freedom too, because it's like freedom of expression. So when I registered my company and I started to do in 2015 my fashion shows, CMG Worldwide Fashion Weeks, Worldwide. So I concluded that I would like to have diversity. So because everyone should be dressed.
Yes.
So I don't have particular height of the models.
Yes.
Probably you remember from Paris, we had included everyone because everyone have internal and external beauty. And everyone should be dressed and feel special. When I'm wearing my designs, I go outside, I'm getting maybe like 200 compliments, everyone, woman, kids, and they tell me how beautiful. Sometimes people even ask me if I'm wearing, for example, jacket. They ask me, we were in Dubai and girl came, you know, like, I don't remember which country, but somewhere from Middle East. And she asked me, could I try your jacket? Could I take a picture? I said, okay, take a picture. Okay, she put my jacket. Anyway, so when I started to do, and I want to multiply this, because it helped us from the single Kupani fashion, from the single mannequin that I'm using. I don't meet anyone while I'm designing. After Paris Fashion Week, early October, I usually started my new collection that should be ready for New York for September. I don't meet anyone. But then when I see my creation at the different people, sometimes model wanted to wear this particular design and they kind of, could I wear? I said, okay, I'm going to assign to you, you go first. But if you still would like to model this dress, dress up and go second. It doesn't matter whether you go first or second. It's completely different feelings. And sometimes model ask me how we should model, how we should walk on the runway. I said, for my collection, you just have to walk like you feel because crocheted design is so special. I put in every stitch my love. If I will stretch maybe within 12 years of the fashion, I think I could, you know, I could wrap it up planet Earth several times with yarn that I'm using.
Yeah, we are the one. So,
Yes, unity, consciousness. And I want this unity between different people from different backgrounds, different walks of the life, different colors, different genetic background, that they will feel, and they will feel unique through my fashion, and they will present so that audience will be able to see on the different complexion of the people in different color, so that you will see that this particular design is make them very special and unique. This is what I wanted to give. And when I see this, when different girls are coming and you know, the models, male models, female models, kids. And sometimes I'm crying because when you don't meet anyone and you design something, you have to imagine. And while I'm designing, I'm listening music, positive music, not just because I have to listen, but I listen what I like at that time.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
when I'm crocheting. Yes. And people tell me how many compliments they get in when they wear in my designs. So
nice.
This is what I would like to give people, and art, like I'm repeating again, art is a language with the God. God
yeah.
gave me this ability. Okay, I was a medical student and I was dreaming that I will be plastic surgeon. This was my dream in medical school.
Yeah.
So my mom wanted me to go to one, you know, the school. I picked by myself and I wanted to be plastic surgeon. So I, at the third year of medical school, I was already in the surgery room practicing with surgeon how to, you know, the stitch skin
yes.
correctly so that we'll be power. For example, someone from the trauma or whatever accident, and we have to fix the face and
yes.
skin and make this person handsome or beautiful.
Yes.
So, or you just have to open furuncle, you know, like, or person can die, you know, like sometimes you're afraid to cut, but surgeons told us, okay, if you feel pity for the person, disease will take over. You should not be afraid to cut. Because later on, you will stitch, you will heal.
Yes.
Anyway, so from the medical, you know, the stitching from the surgery, I
yes.
learned and I become surgeon of the soul through the beautiful fashion and
Very
beautiful
nice.
Designs. I'm also using different colors, see? And I want to, before my favorite was black color. And I love beautiful black dresses. It's really unique, very strict, you know, the protection. But right now, I'm using a lot of colorful designs because
yeah.
I feel when I meet my clients and they come in and I ask, what color do you like? They said, black color. And,
yes.
and then they tried different, you know, the different designs. I said, okay, 45 I had. Once we were like doing 5 hours fittings. I have my favorite friend, and she's my client since 2015. She's opera singer. She's coming. She said, I need dress for my, you know, performance. First, my dress was on the Broadway show. She was using black Enigma dress, and also later on she bought angel skirt, you know, like so beautiful dresses. But this year, she came to me before New York Fashion Week. My collection, 43 pieces were ready. 5 hours. She was trying in the end of the tour to make a decision. I asked
wow.
her, which color would you like to buy? Black or this one? And she bought the most colorful. And I said, look at you. When she was putting dresses by dresses and when we using different colors, she looks so young. This is, you know, like when I go shopping and I see dresses that are available in the shops,
yeah.
they kind of already precasted opinion what this particular woman of this age or this age should wear.
Yes.
You know, when you design exclusive dress, it will be just you. Nobody will be wearing this dress.
Right.
So when I see those dresses in the shop or Macy's or dealers, and I'm thinking, how? And I've tried on myself. Sometimes I would like to buy my own dress. You know, like when I'm trying to buy and I feel so old in those dresses, then I go to another shop. You know, the
yes.
Michaels or Hobby Lobby. I bought
yes.
my yarn. So, and I'm designing something that make me so unique and other people unique too. When I'm designing, I'm asking people, just give me 3 words, what you would
yeah.
like to express with this
yeah.
particular design. And I look at the person, I get 3 words, and I design the dress. My actually first dress, my line become Line of the Year in 2014 here at Little Rock, Line of the Year. And after that, I went for many, many fashion shows. And in December, just before New Year, you know, the wife of the governor, Hutchinson, invited me to design dress for her for the inauguration of the governor, Asa Hutchinson.
Beautiful.
And we have to go for cruise, and ask you. We pick for her yarn. We went together in shop. We pick yarn. And 11 days of my cruise, 7 days cruise. And after the cruise, I returned home. I was crocheting for her to deliver a dress. This is how everything started. Success never came. If you get this success, like it's like a wave.
Yes.
So not get buried by wave, but just grow with the wave. You have to take one wave, then life give you another wave. So if you will not take this wave, you will bury the opportunity.
Yes.
So it means those waves of the life or opportunities or passion. I don't know how to call. Yeah. You could call any names, you know that.
But well, I mean, we're about to take our final... No, we're about to take our final break, and I don't want to go over because I want to promote your icon.
Thank you.
But at the same time, both of you have been talking about really the brain taking over when necessary.
Yes.
And you did say something, Vicky, when we came back from the last commercial about showing next the Brain Sprouts program. Are you talking about the website, brainsproutsmemory.com? Is that what you want me to show?
Yeah, brainsproutsmemory.com/shop.
Okay.
And then they can know that they'll be able to they'll pay money for the audio lessons, which are amazing. You know, the association method, remembering names, remembering large amounts of information, absent-mindedness, relaxation, all those things that they pay for. But then I'll give them a free class every month so that they can learn the method, practice, listen to the audio, let it sink in, and then go out and venture and then come back to the teacher, make corrections and support, add new lessons and add it in. That's really the way to learn it, use it, practice it, and integrate it. Because when you use it, that's when you get all the power.
Well, we're going to show that right now. So I'm going to quickly leave. We'll show the two websites and how to vote for Lacey as a style icon for the Elton John AIDS Foundation. And then we'll wrap up. Stay tuned.
On Frank About Health, we're not just talking healthcare. We're managing disruption and innovation. Over the last 4 years, I've taken you from epilepsy and COVID to mental health, caregiving, and now the front lines of healthcare transformation. Stay tuned for a healthier future as we bring on the innovators, professionals, storytellers, and advocates who show you how to own your healthcare every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a purpose-driven individual looking for deeper healing, clarity, and growth? Welcome to the Expansion Room, a transformative space for purpose-driven individuals. I'm Siobhan Larice, host, licensed therapist, and coach. Join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Hey, everybody, I'm still on my commercial template because in 2 minutes time, trying to get all the messages out there. And I decided to start this segment with the Brain Sprouts Memory Shop icon. Can you walk me through this, Vicky, so that you can let everyone know what your Black Friday special is?
Yes. If they go to this, let's see, go down a little bit down. Little. There you go. So if they go to Brain Sprouts Memory, all one word, brainsproutsmemory.com, then shop, right here in the shop. If they purchase, they can call me and tell me whether they want the CDs or the MP3s. And then you can go back up again.
Okay.
Go back up again. And then they will get this, the Remembering Names course, for free. And instead of doing it all in 3 hours, we're going to break it up an hour per month. And then depending on who signs up, we'll decide the other two sessions. So for the memory course, tonight's the deadline to purchase the audio. And then tomorrow around 2 p.m, East Coast time, we'll have the first lesson. And then from there, we'll look at everyone's calendar and decide when to do the second lesson in January and then the third lesson in February.
Awesome. So
yeah, and it's what I use. And you know, besides being a teacher, therapist, actor, speaker, I got brain injured twice, seriously, from a big rig truck. And then 20
right.
years later from a speeding car. It wasn't even protected by a car. And I got my brain back using this method. So it's really powerful. It even helps Alzheimer's people. So little
yes.
kids, old kids, Alzheimer's, CEOs, students.
Yes.
You know, it's never failed unless you don't use it.
Correct, correct. Now, Lacey, you were saying to me prior to our show that as we only use 7% of our brain, the stitching technique you use, or that individuals have to learn to be more physical with their hands, especially after they've retired. Can you get into that? Because we were just talking with Vicky about especially people with Alzheimer's who can benefit from her memory program. Tell me how they can benefit from your stitching technique, or what it is you were telling me earlier about as people get older. You have to unmute first. Yeah, unmute. Oh.
Okay. Okay, average human being, we are using from 5 to 7% of our brain.
Right.
So when we get retired or we're getting older, the activity of brain are decreasing. So what is help us to stay sharp? We need to use the old techniques, I mean, with our hands, whether it's crocheting, whether it's knitting, whether it's painting, whether it's the cooking, or where you do something, but you need to use your hands, because we have here receptors, medical receptors that directly go to our brain activities and activate new sensors. So when you stop to do a particular job, you got retirement and you're happy, you're sitting and you don't using anything. So when you starting to do something, in Japan it's called gakusai, means happy living. When you're getting older. So when people in Japan, they retired, they started to grow bonsai. When I was in Japan, I was the youngest student in the group because everyone was like 80, 90 years old.
Wow.
And they were learning how to do bonsai small trees. Also, I learned how to do chigiri-e, especially, you know, that special Japanese paper, washi, named washi. So I did art. So my art, I was only one foreigner with, you know, the beautiful sunflower art that was on in Tokyo downtown exposition. And my art was there. So it means the older we are, the more you have to be get involved in something that you never did. I'm talking to my husband every time. I said, we bought this house, we need to remodel, not just because we need to remodel, because we have to stay sharp here in our brain. And if we will do something, it will make you not, okay, when you also doing something, if it doesn't go well, don't worry, it's okay, because you will learn how to do this particular techniques. Or for example, I did not know how to mix concrete. I started to learn how to mix concrete and how to do beautiful, you know, the pouring concrete and put the art in the concrete in our house. Anyway, so you need to use those brain activities to stay sharp. And
well, both of you, no, go ahead.
Also, you want something to retire to that's creative and purposeful.
Absolutely.
And that makes a big difference. A lot, I know
Absolutely.
in the Orient, a lot of the grandparents pick up the kids from school and then spend time with them and make dinner and snacks and stuff like that. So they're
Yes.
engaged together.
Well,
Yes.
both of you are living examples of using the brain and sprouting new directions and stuff like that. I just want to say to everybody, in addition to the Brain Sprouts memory program, which you have until tonight to purchase and get the free
Lessons,
video, what
the
was it?
free lessons.
The free lessons. You have to vote for Lacey Kupani, who is currently
Yes.
in first place position in the semifinals for the Style Icon next
Yes,
Thursday.
competition.
Yes, next Thursday the
Yes.
competition ends and you're one of 16 people in the finalists. And why
Yes.
don't you tell everyone what that value being a style icon will be for both healthcare and the fashion world?
Anyway, so this 2025 Style Icon competition was sponsored by Elton John Foundation, Elton John AIDS Foundation. The
Yes.
purpose of this, it's basically fundraiser. We as the designers and stylists, we're helping Elton John Foundation to fundraise money for the initiatives, for different programs, what he's supporting worldwide in United States as
Yes.
well, because HIV and AIDS are increasing. So you could see from my, either Instagram or Facebook, Lacey Kupani or Kupani Fashion, or on our website that HIV is growing everywhere. So, but there are needed new preventive methods, although diagnostics and treatment is available, we still require little bit funds. So anyway, he established this one. He's invited people in the end of the August. I applied for this competition and I won top 20, top 15, top 10, top 5, wild cards, and I won quarterfinals, and right now I'm in semifinals that will be ended today at 7 p.m. Pacific time. Please vote. Just go on my YouTube, not YouTube, Instagram, or on the link that a friend showed you, and just vote. So
Yes.
today will be only from today, only 16 people will enter tomorrow into finals. Score will be reset. And we will be again running for the final. And
Yes.
finals will be ended in December 11th. And
Yes.
only one trendsetter will go and will participate at the Milan Fashion Week with Versace. Versace, Donatella Versace is famous Italian designer. She is very supportive too for the Elton John AIDS Foundation. Last year, she donated $300 million toward,
Wow.
the initiatives. And as a designer, I'm super honored to represent each of you who is voting for me, United States of America and Kupani Fashion at the Milan Fashion Week. And also, if as a winner, there will be also award. It's $20,000. You have to pay your tax. But then I was asked how I'm going to use money. So I was planning to launch Kupani Fashion Style Icon Gala and do shows around the world
Beautiful.
and fundraise money. 25% will go to Elton John Foundation, and 25% will go to Arlovsky Orphanage. Since 2015, we're supporting 36 orphans of Arlovsky Orphanage annually and through our fashion shows, through the tickets and all the events that we are all hosting. So this way I would like to do and why I would like to win, because I think it's a very good cause to
Yes.
promote, the prevent disease spread, because it's so difficult to treat, but better to prevent, because HIV is increasing among the young women, among the girls. Right now we have Instagrammable, the sex. People posting pictures, they travel to other countries and they bring in something. So we need new methods. We need to educate population.
Yes.
We need something that the person is exposed and he or she may get a treatment. Treatment is available. Diagnostic is available. People should stay informed and should do this. And we as the designers, I'm helping every day with this fundraiser, and we did a tremendous effort to fundraise. Yes. Okay, when we have 2X days, it's going to be 2X days. On 2X days, you may donate, and the votes will double. So as a designer, I'm getting just votes, but Elton John Foundation and people in need and new programs that could be financed through this particular foundation are benefiting the most. Thank you for your support.
Yes.
Thank you for votes. Go and vote right now. And
sorry behind the scenes for us going over, but it's important because of the two major deadlines. Ladies and gentlemen, I will talk more about this next week on Frank About Health. Thanks, Vicky and Lacey, for being here. I will see you all.
Passion Quest deadline is December 7th.
Okay, see you all next week.
Thank you.
Right. Yeah.
Bye-bye.